How are you doing? And later on, switch on TV. They give me a news, they give half truths to me. They give us wise, they feed us lies.
Uncensored Radio Free America.
Rick Adams is on.
And thank you. Good evening, everyone. We're here tonight, Thursday night edition of the program. And Congress is still out recessing, and they will unfortunately be back to hound us again after Labor Day next week, I believe. So, we are concerned about several pieces of legislation and, you know, the Law of the Sea Treaty and many other different things. But there certainly is one piece of legislation that hangs over our heads that they may be voting on right up front Tuesday. And that is the so-called hate crimes bill that the ADL has been promoting for several years that we've been talking about. And back by demand once again is Ted Pike of TruthTellers.org for a little bit to talk to us about what indeed is the latest and his column entitled Torture in Israeli Prisons. Good evening, Ted.
Good evening, Rick. Thanks for having me on.
Good. Good to have you. And just by opening the program, I believe the Congress is coming back Tuesday. Is that right?
Yes, that's right. September 4th, they're coming back, and we're expecting the issue of the hate crimes bill to be coming to their attention pretty rapidly because, as we know, the military reappropriations bill was delayed throughout the summer recess. The president was irritated by that, and I think maybe our own military was irritated by that delay, which it was at the hand of the Democratic leadership of the Senate. But we can expect some pretty fast action because the hate bill is scheduled to be attached to the military bill. Of course, they have no similarity to each other, but this is the standard strategy of the hate bill promoters, as like the ADL that you mentioned, to try to slip this in under the table and get it out of the limelight and let it pass on another huge piece of a sure-pass legislation.
Yes, absolutely. And we don't know. They've been, you know, delaying this for a long time. It could come up as soon as Tuesday, which doesn't give people much time to start their barrage of calls once again. However, with the calls in the past, you know, they've been unable, I believe, to get the votes that they need to be able to pass it because of all of the demands, the phone calls, as we saw with the with the public response to the amnesty bill for illegals that went down this year as well. So that's something we must never lose sight of, Ted.
Well, I believe that there was an unexpectedly large response, protest to the hate bill.
Yes.
But they hadn't anticipated. You see, several years ago, the Senate did pass the federal hate bill 64-37.
Mm-hmm.
And the ADL has been very confident that they can not only pass it in the Senate, but they passed it in the House this spring. They passed it several years ago also in the House of Representatives overwhelmingly. I think they were kind of taking their time, feeling that they kind of had it in the bag with the Democrats controlling both House and Senate.
Mm-hmm.
But that gave us time. That gave the new right and the far right time to marshal and build up ahead of steam.
Speaking of time, yes, we'll be right back. We have to take some time to pay the bills. We'll be back with you and our program, Ted Pike, TruthTellers.org.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health. In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
Creative and resourceful, and so are we. They never stop thinking about new ways to harm our country and our people, and neither do we.
And we're back now, and we have Ted Pike with us on the phones. And, Ted, it looks like so what you're saying is that at any time, possibly Tuesday, that the Senate could do what the House has already done and pass this bill.
Yes, the evidence is that the votes are there. Senator Kennedy and Senator Smith continue to move forward. As I mentioned in an e-alert I sent out toward the beginning of the summer, they have several strategies. They can attach it as a rider to the arms bill, or they are very flexible. They might even just walk it forward, up or down floor vote in the Senate. And so this is a time where we continue to have to be extremely vigilant and vocal in getting those calls in. First thing Tuesday morning would be ideal, even before you have your breakfast and go off to work. Make a call to at least one call to the senator from your district.
Yes,
go ahead.
Many of us, of course, have been getting the usual responses from the senators, and many people get the same form response that I've been getting, from Senator Whitehouse here, a freshman from Rhode Island, and it's the usual, oh, there's no need to worry, there's nothing in the bill that would result in free speech right abrogations or that anything of the sort would happen. There are protections, and we wouldn't worry about it. All we want to do is just to punish these heinous crimes against people who are protected, you know, the special classes, so to speak. So what they're doing is they're putting out the rhetorical Vaseline now to us and making their constituents think that, no, there's nothing really in this bill that's going to give the government any more power than it's ever had to prosecute you for speech. It's just crimes that were motivated by hate. And that's all there is to it. That's what they're telling people.
Yes. Well, it wouldn't surprise me a bit if the ADL actually performs a service for members of the House and Senate, giving them a little data soundbite that they can put in their computers and just punch a button and it says respond to hate crimes inquiry.
Might as well.
All ADL language. I've read many of these letters from liberal senators.
Oh, sure.
Their constituents. They're always the same thing. It has all the lingo, ADL, argumentation.
Mm-hmm.
I can't prove that, but I think it's a virtual certainty. These members of the House and Senate who vote for this bill, literally, in the words of Gilbert and Sullivan, they never thought of thinking for themselves at all.
Mm-hmm.
And but the facts are that the bill, the language of the bill there is very clear. The language of the original 1968 hate law, which is the foundation for this present series of amendments, which is the federal hate bill now before the Senate, is very explicit that anyone who aids and abets, meaning verbally encourages, someone who commits a hate crime, a violent hate crime, or even a crime of intimidation, physical intimidation,
mm-hmm.
It makes very clear that that person can be indicted,
yep.
become a federal hate criminal right along with the person who takes his advice.
Right.
Of course, this means every pastor, every talk radio show host, every religious broadcaster who militates or argues against homosexuality is responsible for the deranged person on the other end of the receiver who goes out and does something rash. And so
mm-hmm.
That's just the beginnings of the problems with this hate bill. The hate bill is very frank, that it's a new day of breaking down in states' rights, giving the federal government the right to intervene in states' rights, matters of law enforcement, to a degree that it has never had before. That's why the ADL is so dissatisfied with the 1968 bill. It seemed to have teeth, but there was such a thing as states' rights still in effect, preventing the federal government to act upon the 1968 law. That will become history now, as these series of amendments will allow the federal government basically to create a police state uniting federal and local law enforcement.
Well, you know what's so...
allow the liberal judges far and wide
right, throughout, exactly.
throughout our nations to make law from the bench.
You know, we need only just look back to what has happened with regard to these federal, attorneys general and their, the U.S. attorney's offices that have been zealously going after with false information, absolute prosecutorial misconduct, people who are now in jail, Border Patrol agents who have been prosecuted totally and completely, erroneously. We've seen what they have done with the so-called evidence, the fact they've broken the law themselves, people like Johnny Sutton and others who have done this. Can you imagine then what they could do to the average citizen who, like these Border Patrol agents, who were railroaded into prison and solitary confinement for protecting the borders? Can you imagine what they could do with some of us who, of course, are not politically correct, and these guys are. They are trying to win more brownie buttons from the ADL, more awards, and certainly gain in popularity with the global elite. That is a very real fear, Ted, I think.
That's right. Well, the ADL boasts of how many police chiefs in cities around the country, large and small, who are in favor of the hate bill. Especially during the last 15 years, the ADL has been very busy organizing and propagandizing the local police far and wide in every state of the union. And what that means is that they have been creating their own, basically their own Gestapo that's ready to not only support
yes.
the hate bill right now, but to
yes.
put it into effect just as soon as it becomes law.
undoubtedly that's what they're doing. And so you have, of course, on your website given people more ammunition in this debate. People should go to the website, obviously, www.truthtellers.org, right?
That's right. And I would encourage people next Tuesday morning, as soon as they return, senators return to their offices, to get mm-hmm. those calls going in there, remind
right.
them that the people have not forgotten.
Mm-hmm.
And I also should mention that we've had some good news this summer. President Bush did make quite a bold statement that if the military appropriations bill came to his desk with the hate bill attached as a rider to it, that is passed by the Senate, that he would send both of them back to the Senate, demanding that the hate bill be taken off. This is a really a wonderful ray of hope for us. But on the other hand, I've been in the political scene for at least 40 years, and I have learned not to ever trust any politician. never trust a politician,
mm-hmm.
even though they may be of your party, or they might be conservative, or they might even be Christian conservative politicians. Politics is a business of compromise from the beginning to end,
mm-hmm.
and politicians will bend in all kinds of distorted shapes in order to stay in office or get bills passed or get votes and so on. And we cannot exclude the possibility that some kind of a compromise bill still could be worked out between the president and the members, the Democratic members of the House and the Senate, in order for him to get some other bigger piece of legislation passed. So the important thing is not to rest on our laurels or accomplishments, even the most of the last year, but make at least one more try now to get those calls in. And at truthtellers.org, we do have a list there of about 37 Republican and Democrat senators whom we think are the best bets for making a call to them. Spend an hour just calling their offices and letting them know your opposition to the hate bill.
Okay, very good. Now, also, you have authored a very lengthy article today, yesterday, actually, concerning the torture that is escalating, apparently, in Israeli prisons. Of course, torture has been going on since day one, as you know, and particularly after the 1967 war, Israel, when it took the territories, began a pretty massive campaign of torturing Palestinians, men, women, and children. In fact, I guess it was Georgianne Geyer, the columnist, wrote about it in the Chicago Sun newspaper, and they wouldn't even publish her column. Because they said that it was so provocative to talk about Israeli torture. And, she finally got the word out and it was published. But can you imagine that the troop, the power of the lobbies, the Israeli lobby, as professors Mersheimer and Walt have attested now, that they could squelch even a column of opinion writing about Israeli torture in prisons following the 67 war. And yet now the cat is out of the bag, and hey, it's common knowledge, and what are we going to do about it? You know, the question is, so what? So what? Israeli human rights groups, worldwide human rights groups, all of that, international law, all of this is prohibited, and yet Israel continues to do what no other nation can get away with.
Yeah.
And you're writing about that in this email.
Yes. Well, Israel, the government of Israel, adamantly denied that they did torture. And by the way, I just read a column out of the Jerusalem Post today in which they have three professors of law at three universities in Israel claiming that Israel still does not torture,
mm-hmm.
and that Israel has such an exalted legal system guaranteeing every legal right to detainees, they're lecturing us on our bad behavior of prisoners at Guantanamo.
What chutzpah. All right, we'll be back on that note, and we'll talk about this as well. And our number, if you have a call, 800-313-9443. Jump aboard, Ted Pike, my guest. I'm Rick Adams, Radio Avenger.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously. Live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
Introducing the new Blueprint Water Unit. This one-of-a-kind water technology uses natural frequencies to clean harmful toxins from your drinking water. We start with one of the best four-stage reverse osmosis systems. Then we retrofit the Blueprint Water System with twin vortices. This primary technology is designed to clear harmful water memory. We then imprint Blueprint frequencies harmonic to the human body. This is the only known living water recreated by live essence infusion. According to reports from users, the water helps balance the body's internal pH. Others have said the water has helped promote weight loss through detoxification. This water is so good, your body begins to crave its healthy input. For more information, call Natural Solution toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625.
It is through the use of ritual that evil gets power. What do you think those people do at Bohemian Grove? It is ritual. They gather and perform ritual with evil intent. The more vile the ritual, the greater the evil that comes from it. This is done to spread their evil influence and control over our lives. Legend has it that the Knights Templar found the Holy Grail, and it was this that made them so powerful. Can we really believe they found the Holy Grail in their dig at the Temple of Solomon? What they most likely found was the occult knowledge of the greatest magician of all, Solomon. This is what turned the Templars from monks into masons. We, ordinary people, can use these same principles and empower ourselves to obtain protection and favors. The Bible is loaded with examples of how ritual was used by prophet and angel. Ritual prayer is an effective way of getting results. We can use it to bring positive results to one's family, community, and even nation. For more information and ordering on the book, The Power of Ritual Prayer, go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner. Call 215-500-2972.
Can man control his destiny? Can he change the shape of things to come?
All righty. And we are back now with Ted Pike, and we're talking about the use of torture in Israel, and of course, it is widespread. I mean, there's no doubt about it, despite denials, Ted, from the government that torture is how you keep people under their control and how you keep them in prison. And without it, of course, then it becomes useless, because you know and I know that there has never been a transfer of an independent Palestinian state to the Palestinians. Every time that an agreement had been reached, the Israeli government, very coincidentally had a, quote, suicide bomber attack. And then that was the excuse they would use to cut off negotiations. And at the same time, they're building this huge wall around, Jerusalem, cutting off the Palestinians from their homes, from their shops, from their land, and so forth. So this, too, is a violation of all international law, and yet it goes on without any abatement whatsoever. And the most that the government of the United States does, essentially, is to wring its hands and shed a few tears and say, well, let's just keep on negotiating between Israel and the Palestinians. So essentially, Israel knows it's in the driver's seat, and it can get away with what it wants. So what you're talking about, though, here and the examples given are probably not known to most Americans, because the media simply will not tell them.
Well, that's right. Well, that's the high price we pay for allowing the Jewish media moguls to control the spigot of information to the American public. And evangelicals, of course, are at the root of this problem with their really unbiblical ideas that it's cursing God's chosen people to criticize Jews or Jewish institutions and leadership and so on. And this is the consequences that we are cut off from some of the most vitally important national security information that we could desire. And the government of Israel has always vociferously denied that it tortures. And, mm-hmm. and finally, though, in 1995, a secret document came out within the government of Israel admitting and quantifying how much torturing was going on. That was kept under wraps for 5 years until 2000, and then it finally came out, and Israel admitted it had been torturing and basically admitted it had been lying for decades, ever since 1967.
Mm-hmm.
And then in 1999, the Israeli Supreme Court came up with a definitive position on torture in which it said torture is bad. However, if it's in the national interest, and that if an interrogator, torturer, needs to torture in order to save lives or prevent crime for national security interests, then it's all right to go to do that, and he cannot be indicted or convicted for it. Mm-hmm. And as a result of that, I have quite a list here from various human rights organizations, primarily in Israel.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's interesting that criticism of Israeli torture comes from a half a dozen or so organizations, newspapers, human rights groups within Israel who are crying
right.
out to the whole world, dramatizing this problem. And after the Supreme Court's decision in 1999, there was a rapid escalation of torture. And, of course, with the Gaza uprising and so on, the prisons swell. Sometimes there are as many as 15,000 Palestinian people, mostly men, but also women and children, in these hellhole prisons. Then in calmer times, it may shrink down to 8,000 or 7,000. But virtually all of these people are political prisoners. They're there for doing nothing more than perhaps even throwing stones at an Israeli tank. And of course,
yes.
there are terrorists there. There are potential suicide bombers.
Unbelievable.
But mm-hmm. The fact is that as you mentioned, international law, the Geneva Convention, and so on, forbid any government to take it out on any prisoner by torturing him in order to try to find vital information.
Mm-hmm. Yes, all civilian populations as well. And yet, as you point out, the women as well as children have been tortured in these prisons. That has been shown. That has been documented. And, you know, it is just amazing that, as you say, this so-called government calls itself an ally of the United States. Well, no wonder. Now, this administration is using the same tactics, the same techniques, torture and so forth. The Padilla case is an example, to extract information, supposedly, about Al-Qaeda and all of the threats that are poised against the United States. And so we are becoming a carbon copy of the state of Israel. The United States is doing what Israel has been doing since day one. And is that the kind of nation that we're supposed to be, a Christian nation? To do these things, to torture and endorse it and pay for it? I don't think so. All right, we'll take a break, Ted. We got the break anyway, so I don't want you to be interrupted in mid-sentence. You can comment on that when we come back, all right? Okay, and our number here, if you have a question or a comment, 800-313-9443. Don't forget the hate crimes bill as well. And the toll-free lines to call Washington, your senator, starting Tuesday morning. All right, we'll be back. Rick Adams, the Paul Revere of Talk Radio, right here on Republic Broadcasting Network.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately one in four families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Do you know that you can go solar for under $1,200 now? Hi, this is Ken Solar. As you may have heard by now, I've been designing alternative energy packages for over a decade. The solar power generators that I produce will get you all the solar power you need for your household essentials. Your refrigerator, your freezer, lights, fans, electric blankets, TV, radio, clocks, phones, computers, and a lot more. No gas, no fumes, and they're totally silent. Each solar-powered generator comes complete with everything you'll need, including the solar panel, a 3,000-watt peak inverter, a step-by-step quick setup sheet, and battery backup. I reached that point in my life where I just didn't want to have to rely on everyone else anymore. You know, power companies, government. Anyway, getting yourself free from the utility grid is a lot easier than you might think. Are you ready to go solar? Give me a call now at 239-677-3073 or order them on my website at a 10% discount on kensolar.com. That's kensolar.com.
Haven't you got any respect for this town?
I just lost it.
Back with Ted Pike, and the interesting thing here is the news about torture lists some of the ways that torture is used in Palestine, and I know tying up detainees in painful positions for hours or days even is one of them, prolonged beatings, containment in tiny cramped spaces for days. Violent shaking. This is something that is unbelievable. Now, this has caused some brain damage and even death in some of the victims. It's just amazing what they are getting away with, and the United States government says nothing about it meaningful, Ted. And then you have this woman that you have quoted, this Israeli woman who I believe has denounced Christianity, and then of course she even makes a reference to Jesus Christ as had she been alive in the time of Jesus, I guess she would have gladly put him to death.
Yes. Well, that's Sarah Silverman.
Yeah, Sarah Silverman, right.
Yeah, outspoken Jewish comic, and I make the point in this particular article, and I'd encourage everyone to come to truthtellers.org and print out this article because it's quite an indictment against the state of Israel. Evangelicals don't know all this is going out. Get that article circulating. Send it out on your own email list.
Right.
Post it on the web and comment it on it to talk show hosts. But the point I make after reciting a horrendous list in great detail of the various tortures which the Israeli torturers and interrogators are using, I ask the question, well, why should we care about this? Why should complacent or comfortable Americans care what's happening in these hellhole prisons in the Mideast? Well, we should care, Christians, because our Lord Jesus Christ said that in the last days, in the period before his second coming, he said that they will deliver you up to the synagogues and the prisons of Israel. And this is very sobering. This is a powerful biblical prophecy, very clearly, unequivocally pointing to the fact that Christians will be persecuted by evil Jewish leaders just as they were in the first century in the book of Acts. And I point out that I asked another question. I said, well, why would these evil Jewish leaders deliver up Christians to be put in prisons in Israel, perhaps to suffer the same tortures as the Palestinians? And I point out that the Sarah Silverman type of Jewish activist, which is typical of ADL B'nai B'rith, they believe that there is no greater criminal in history than Jesus Christ, because Jesus Christ attacked their cherished leaders of Judaism, the Pharisees, who are still the guiding lights of Judaism through the Talmud and Kabbalah. Jesus attacked them, and he started a movement critical and suspicious of Judaism, which infected his disciples, which infected the later church fathers, in which Jews and Jewish leadership were described as Christ killers. And these people, these Jewish activists today, say that those insinuations, those beginnings of anti-Semitism, which started with Jesus, finally culminated in the Holocaust during World War II, killing 6 million innocent Jews. And so what Sarah Silverman is basically doing is reflecting a historical Jewish point of view, that if Jesus had been smothered in his cradle, a world of Jewish suffering could have been avoided.
Absolutely. And, you know, she's not alone, as you point out. And although some might not be as bold as she has been to say it, certainly they think alike, and there's no question about that fact. So, I mean, the global anti-Semitism law that was signed by the president and the Congress, of course, passed at the behest of the ADL before there was time to really mount any real opposition to that, you know. Now we have that working on behalf of these groups, these Jewish groups, to, you know, essentially do what they would like to do here in the United States with those who they can accuse of fanning hate crimes under this hate crimes bill, to do that right here in the United States, as they have done in Canada and Europe, and so parts of Europe. So that's the alarming part.
The Office of Global Anti-Semitism is now in about its second or third year. And the ADL, of course, brought that into existence. They provided all the documentation and direction for that office of the United States State Department. And it should be chilling, especially for evangelical Christians, to know that under the auspices of the U.S. State Department, the ADL has now has 14 criteria of what it is to be anti-Semitic, which is a hate crime in Canada punishable by huge fines and even imprisonment. According to the ADL and our U.S. State Department, it's anti-Semitic to believe and to publicly assert that that the Jews had Jesus crucified 2,000 years ago. Well, that makes literally millions and tens of millions of evangelical Christians into anti-Semites, possible hate criminals in the years ahead. And I should also mention that several years ago, the Knesset in Israel empowered the government of Israel to demand the extradition
Yes.
Any person in the whole world who publicly questioned the veracity, the accuracy of the 6 million figure of the Holocaust. Well, that's just for starters, folks. What they really want is not the people like David Irving and Ernst Zundel and Jermar Rudolph who might question the numbers of the Holocaust. They want those who are supporters of those who started anti-Semitism leading to the Holocaust, which is those who follow Jesus Christ and the New Testament writers.
Yeah.
It's those people they want to draw up to Jerusalem,
mm-hmm.
perfect fulfillment of Jesus' prophecy to be delivered to the synagogues and to the prisons, the same prison hell holes where these Palestinians are suffering indescribable tortures today.
Oh, that is just so true, what you're saying. And yet, one would think that somewhere along the line in the media, landscape, someone would have the courage and the integrity and the honesty to write about this. In fact, none do. The ADL now, as you know, is under a great deal of scrutiny, and Abe Foxman, because it has alienated many of the people that it has courted for its tolerance programs. The Armenians, who have suffered a true genocide in the 20th century, as you know, and here the ADL has been condemned, its leadership, for overreaching this time by the likes of even, Professor Alan Dershowitz.
This is
amusing in a way, Ted, to see them dividing against themselves. But yet we know Satan's kingdom is not divided against itself, but there are little impediments along the road. But they are all agreed. You're right. They are all agreed on Zionism, and that is the key.
That's right.
Anti-Christian Zionism, right?
Yeah. Well, you know, that story of the Turkish massacre of the Armenians is especially embarrassing to ADL because
mm-hmm.
there is great evidence. You see, on the surface, it seems like, well, the reason ADL is protesting this is because they want to have a corner on the only real Holocaust in the 20th century. They don't want the Soviet Holocaust or the Armenian Holocaust to run competition to them.
Mm-hmm.
They want to say that only Jewish suffering is really important. But there's a deeper level of embarrassment and anxiety on ADL's part because there is great evidence that many, many of those so-called young Turks under Ataturk
mm-hmm.
were actually Masonic Jews.
Mm-hmm.
Who were very anti-Christian and
mm-hmm.
and worked with the Muslims, who were both parties were anti-Christian
mm-hmm.
in going after a very strongly Christian population and virtually exterminating them.
Yeah,
so
no, you're right.
Keep that very well hidden.
We talked about that. In fact, one of our callers brought that up just the other night, and I'm happy that you have echoed that sentiment, only because it does go to show you that that history, as one man once said, Henry Ford, history is bunk, and unfortunately we're not being given the true history of the true genocides that have been committed, such as the Armenian genocide and massacre of 1915 through 1918, over a period of years. And that was the period of the World War I era that the Zionists had engineered right from the beginning, so they could install their Bolshevik regime in Russia and drag the United States down that road, too. So it's just amazing how little people today in America are permitted to know by the major media and those that publish the books. We can't lose sight of the fact, Ted, that the publishing houses really are almost exclusively Jewish, and those that are not certainly are intimidated by the larger publishing houses that are. So they have to be on their best behavior, so to speak, and be very cautious when they do take on a script, a manuscript to publish. So it's very unfortunate that we find maybe 50, 60 books on the Holocaust, for example, in any library today, to one book that might deal with the Armenian genocide or might deal with the Bolshevik Holocaust or the German Holocaust or whatever else that has happened, you know? It is outrageous,
yes.
But that is the reality.
Yeah. Well, the one bright thing, is, in my opinion, is the emergence of not only talk radio, but the Internet as a
vehicle
to the world. And,
yes.
I'm still optimistic as long as we can keep the Internet free from being taken over by the big phone and cable companies or coming under some kind of hate law like they have in Canada. As long as we can keep this window of opportunity of talk radio speaking out internationally through the Internet, I believe we have the first real alternative and possibility of alternative media, an alternative communication network in the world, which is not only a redeeming factor for America, but for the whole planet.
Indeed, we do. Let's take a call. We have Lance in Texas first. Hello, Lance. You're on with Ted Pike.
Hey, Rick. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I appreciate your show. Kind of lost my thought while I was sitting on the radio petting my cat. But I think the main point maybe I wanted to point out was these people are Zionists. They're not Jews. And, in fact, Jews probably aren't even Jews anymore because of the Kabbalah, because of all these other false teachings.
Yes.
I guess my question is, why do they get a free pass? Why do they get a free pass to say they're Jews when in reality they're Zionists?
Okay, Ted.
Why are Zionists not defined in any way other than, you know, and the few people that, that know what we're talking about.
As victims, for instance. Yes, I understand.
Exactly.
Yeah. Ted?
Well, you know, thousands of years ago, when God was bringing the Hebrews out of Egypt, he made a very interesting prophecy. He laid down a bunch of curses. He said, if you do what I tell you to do, if you obey me, you exercise justice and righteousness and mercy, and you love God, then he says, I'll bless you in every possible way. But if you turn your back on me, God says to them, I'm going to curse you terribly. And one of those curses was that the Jewish people would become a very small people, a very tiny people. Now, the truth of the matter is today that about 85% of so-called Jews are primarily not of Jewish stock, primarily. They're of Khazar, Central European stock. The Khazars were converted to Judaism in about the middle of the 8th century A.D. And then this Gentile nation promptly forgot that it was Gentile and began to believe that it was the descendants of Abraham. And these Khazars spread up through Eastern Europe in particular, and Poland, establishing a very passionate form of Talmudic Kabbalistic Judaism. Now, meanwhile, the true descendants, I'm talking genetics here, the true descendants of the tribe of Judah, which were exiled under Nebuchadnezzar around 597 B.C., they went off to live in Babylon for another 1,000 years, and actually a total of 1,600 years in Babylon. And then they were finally expelled from Babylon about the 11th century A.D., and then they moved into the West, and they became largely what's known as Sephardic or Sephardic Oriental Jewry. Now, in fulfillment of what God said to the Hebrews back there at Sinai, these true Jews, I mean, not true in a spiritual sense, but racially, relatively pure genetically, are a very small percentage of world Jewry, probably about 15 or 20%. And further, God said, which is truly amazing, he said, aliens shall come in among you, and they will rule over you. And that's exactly what has happened to the Jewish people in the last 2,000 years. The Khazars, these aggressive, warlike, Sephardic population and dominate them to this moment in Israel.
Okay,
in fact,
Ted?
The ruling hierarchy of Israel and Zionism from the very beginning has been Khazar primarily.
Okay, we just have one more question from our caller, then we have to move on to other callers. What did you ask, Lance? I think you asked the scriptural reference. Yeah. He wants to know the scriptures you're referring to, Ted.
Yeah, exactly.
Your phone cut out just a little bit. I didn't get that.
He wants to know exactly which scriptures that you're making reference to here.
Oh, well, I believe that's in Deuteronomy. It's very easy to find. It's a lengthy passage of blessings and cursings. I don't have the exact chapter.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Lance. Got to move along. Got a quick break, and then we have a couple of Johns on the line. We'll get to you within the time that we have left with our guest, Ted Pike of truthtellers.org. Go to the website, talking about several issues here, but don't forget the hate crimes bill. Tuesday morning, get on the phones. We'll be right back with Ted Pike. I'm Rick Adams.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA, 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091.
Morning, neighbor.
Hey, shouldn't you be at work?
I am. As a matter of fact, I pulled another all-nighter.
What do you mean?
Well, I'm working 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Well, at least I'm making money 24/7, but I never have to go to work.
So what do you do?
Not very much at all now. About a month ago, I heard about this website. It's got a funny name. It's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
That is funny.
Yeah, you can earn $1,200 to $12,000 a week starting the very first week.
Oh, is that how you bought that new mower?
Yeah, and the motorcycle I've always wanted, too. You should log on. Find out how you can become financially free.
So what was that website?
It's www.DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Just wait, I'll go get a pen so I can write that down.
You don't need to write it down. It's easy to remember. DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Yeah, DidYouRobBillGates.com. That is easy.
It's easy, and the money is awesome.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word, monastery, is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
Get back at 'em with Rick Adams, the Radio Avenger, on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Okay, I'm back now with Ted Pike, and we have John in Arkansas first off with him. Hello, John. Yes, John, are you there?
Hello.
John, you're on the air with Rick and Ted Pike.
Well,
that's
you.
Yes, go ahead.
Yeah, this isn't John, but I'm really happy that I have a chance to speak to Reverend Ted Pike.
Okay. Who are you then? What's your name?
My name is Rick. You haven't allowed me on your show. You've crossed me out of your show because I actually question that people may be possible Jews. And
where are you from?
I'm in Florida.
Oh, okay.
I'm in Florida, sir.
Well, I don't know about blocking you from the show, but you're on now.
Okay, yeah, I'm on now.
So do you have a question or not?
Yeah, I do. I have a question.
Well, go ahead, ask it.
My question is about RBN, specifically.
Well, you're not going to ask Ted about RBN because he has nothing to do with RBN.
Yes, I am, because I'm going to ask Ted what he thinks. You know, should we just kind of listen to people and say that, you know, listen to everything they say and trust everything they say because they claim to lure us in, but we can't question what their names are, like Herzog. You know, Herzog, that was the first rabbi of Israel who was actually...
Yeah, all right. Ted, do you have a response to this kind of silly question?
I guess I don't quite follow.
I don't either, but this guy just has a big hang-up with names. I mean, he just hates anything Jewish. Isn't that right, Rick?
Listen.
I mean, isn't that right, Rick?
Adams,
you're just a real bigot, aren't you?
Mr. Adams, are you going to shut off like O'Reilly?
But aren't you really a bigot?
Are you going to shut me?
Will you admit it? I think he has. All right, see, this is the kind of plant, this is the kind of person that you have who constantly tries to attack hosts on RBN, you see, Ted, constantly attacks people because their names sound Jewish, and therefore it must be part of a, quote, Jewish conspiracy at RBN. Now, this is the kind of thing, you see, that unfortunately makes people lose credibility who allow it to happen, and I'm not going to allow it. And I know that you've had a similar situation with your organization where people will try to knuckle in and mosey on into the organization and try to go down that same path. And the ultimate goal, really, is to try to discredit you.
Yeah. Well, I've been people continue to ask me if I'm related to Albert Pike, the Masonic Illuminist leader.
He's probably one of them, that guy. Yeah.
I've been on with Mike Herzog several times, and I found very congenial and intelligent host. And my, what's in a name, Shakespeare asked, it's certainly not an indictment to have a name that might suggest a Jewish ancestry.
Yeah, well, I guess if, according to this character, if your name is Smith and Jones, you're okay. Despite the fact that you might be Jewish and have an assumed name. So, I mean, this is the mindlessness of it. Let's take another call. We have another John. We have John in California. Hello, John. Hi, John. I believe you're in California, right? Or is it Cafalonia? I don't know what happened to John. Are you there?
Yes, I'm here. Are you there?
All right, I'm out here somewhere, yes.
Okay, yes, I'm in Mexifornia. I mean,
John, we may have to just hold you over because we're up against the break. But,
oh, okay, that's fine.
That's fine. Why don't we do that, okay? Ted, you can stay for a bit.
I certainly can.
I know you're not up to par. You're a little under the weather, but we won't impose on you too much longer, all right? We'll just have you stay with us for a bit, and if you can do that, fine. We'll have John from California next. And he will have a question, I'm sure, for you, as well as anyone else. 800-313-9443 is the number. I'm Rick Adams, Radio Avenger, right here on RBN. Stay tuned. With